Representative Carlos Bilbao wants legislation in place that says insurance companies in Idaho should not be required to include coverage for contraception, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs. The Emmett Republican says such requirements would be an affront to his religious freedoms and moral beliefs.
I say to you and the federal government, do not ask me to pay for your abortions and your contraceptives. Do not. And the federal government is saying, I will.
Most everyone who testified Monday was against Bilbao's bill, including Sylvia Cheriton. She's the vice president of public policy for the American Association of University Women in Idaho.
Trying to block working women's access, especially poor working women's access to contraception, is reprehensible, wrong, and completely out of touch with today's workplace landscape.
Planned Parenthood of Idaho is against the bill, and so is Monica Hopkins, the executive director of the ACLU of Idaho.
Because it is discriminatory, denies women essential health care, and creates unintended consequences. HB 530 does little to protect the health and safety of Idahoans, allowing employers through insurers to deny comprehensive coverage for women's health care is potentially unconstitutional sex discrimination.
Hopkins says a large number of women who use birth control use it for an underlying condition, not just for contraception. Meanwhile, some members of the House Health and Welfare Committee expressed concern with some of the definitions in the bill. They voted to hold the legislation while its sponsor, Carlos Bilbao, does some research. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.